This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Tuition is not going up next academic year across CU's four campuses. However, some student fees will see a slight uptick. Students on the Denver campus will pay the biggest increase, $90, whereas Boulder students will get a $34 decrease. University of Colorado Regents approved the changes for the next fiscal year, along with no raises for staff and faculty system-wide. Denver International Airport is taking advantage of low passenger traffic to move ahead on plans for upgrades and 39 new gates. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
The Denver City Council cleared the runway Monday night when it okayed $560 million additional dollars for the expansion, which broke ground in 2018. The gates will extend all three terminals and include new lounges, dining, shopping, nursing rooms, restrooms, and outdoor patios. To take advantage of a drop in travelers, DIA stuffed airport-wide upgrades like moving walkways into the contracts, even though they were originally planned for later. Some gates will be finished by the end of the year, and the rest will be completed in late 2021 or early 2022. David Sachs, Denverite.
The Denver Botanic Gardens Summer Concert Series has been canceled to help slow the spread of coronavirus. More than 30,000 attended last year's concerts. Randy Newman and Mary Chapin Carpenter were among those slated to perform. Red flag warnings for Grand Junction and Vail. Wind advisory for Grand Junction this afternoon. Currently 90 in Denver, 84 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.